From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Jordan confirms the murder of one of its pilots who had been held hostage by Islamic State militants. The Jordanian government made the announcement on Tuesday, shortly after the militants posted a video on the internet appearing to show them burning the pilot to death inside a cage. Jordanian state TV said the pilot, Muath al-Kaza Azbay, had been dead since January 3rd. Earlier, U.S. President Barack Obama said that if proven authentic, the Islamic State video is just one more indication of the group's viciousness and barbarity.
I think will redouble the vigilance and determination on the part of a global coalition to make sure that they are degraded and ultimately defeated.
Kaza Azbay had been working for a U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State when he was captured in December after his fighter jet crashed in a Syrian region controlled by the militants. Egyptian authorities say a roadside bomb has exploded in the country's second-largest city of Alexandria, killing at least one person and wounding two others. Tuesday's blast happened just hours after two other explosive devices were discovered at separate terminals of Cairo's International Airport. Both devices were defused. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Hundreds of Chadian ground troops have entered northeastern Nigeria as part of a growing regional offensive against Boko Haram Islamist insurgents. Witnesses said Chadian soldiers and vehicles crossed a bridge from Cameroon into the Nigerian town of Gambaru on Tuesday. A Nigerian government spokesman told VOA that Chadian forces were operating under a bilateral agreement that allows them to pursue terrorists into Nigerian territory. You're listening to VOA News. The World Food Program says it is scaling up humanitarian operations in Malawi, which has been suffering its worst flooding in 15 years. Lisa Schlein has the story.
Aid agencies have been trying to help the more than 600,000 people affected by the flooding since Malawi's president declared 15 of the country's 28 districts a disaster. WFP spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers tells VOA many people living in the worst flood-affected places and in remote areas are extremely difficult to reach.
Roads, bridges are damaged or washed away. Some flooded areas remain cut off from markets and food supplies. WFP has one helicopter which arrived in the country on the 23rd of January to support delivery of food and also to transport humanitarian relief cargo. We would need an additional helicopter, a special four-wheel drive fleet, and also boats.
The agency says it urgently needs $17.5 million for its expanded flood relief operation in Malawi. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fighting between Ukraine's military and Russia-backed Ukrainian separatists has killed at least 8 civilians in eastern Ukraine. Kiev and rebel officials said at least 22 people also were wounded in the battles late Monday and on Tuesday. Ukraine's military also reported the deaths of 5 of its soldiers in the fighting, which has raged in the self-declared Ukrainian separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. The top UN court ruled on Tuesday that neither Croatia nor Serbia committed genocide during the 1990s Balkan Wars, when Croatia broke away from Yugoslavia. According to a ruling by Judge Peter Tomka of the International Court of Justice, many crimes were committed by the two countries' forces, but both sides failed to prove that the other committed genocide during the conflict, which killed over 20,000 people. Croatia took Serbia to the court in 1999, claiming that large numbers of Croats were killed, tortured, or displaced by Serb militias and Yugoslav army troops who took over the Croatian city of Vukovar and surrounding areas. And British lawmakers have taken a step toward making Britain the first country in the world to allow the creation of babies with DNA from 3 people. The British House of Commons voted on Tuesday to approve a controversial type of in vitro fertilization that could prevent mothers from passing to their babies inherited health problems such as serious heart and brain disorders and muscular dystrophy. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.